call this meeting to order. I know we've started recording for November 15th. The first item on the agenda today is approving our minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so moved. We approve the minutes.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any friendly amendments, questions, comments, concerns for the good of the order? All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Doug.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Moving to our loans that we are looking at today, we have four loans, a little over $6 million. I move to approve the loans.
I second it, Doug.
Moving seconded. Rich, can you talk us through the loans that we are reviewing today?
Sure, Sarah. Thank you. Loan number two is a little interesting. To the city of Stevens Point, that money is funding the incentives for two separate housing projects. The first one is the renovation of a historic convent that is no longer used by the church into workforce housing. And the second one is to for a market-based housing project near UW-Stevens Point.
What is the convent going to become?
Workforce housing.
Workforce housing.
Yeah, that's the new word for affordable housing.
I see. Okay, mm-hmm. I got it. My only question might be the Wauwatosa loan. If they're going to finance building, how can they get that done in 2 years and paid off? I don't understand.
That's a good question. I think a lot of times cities are borrowing money on a short-term basis to provide interim financing for the construction. And if they need long-term financing later on, they'll go to the bond market.
Okay.
Our project works very good for that because we don't require lien waivers or any of the other somewhat cumbersome paperwork that a commercial bank might require.
Yep, I got it. I remember that for sure.
But that's all I have for today.
Any other questions? Thank you, Rich. Any other questions from the commissioners?
Nope.
See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved, and there's no old business. There's no new business. So, Rich, we'll just hand the mic back over to you for the Chief Investment Officer's report.
Well, the Investment Committee last week approved two investments in infrastructure funds that are contingent on receiving an approved third-party due diligence report. The first one is $25 million to the BlackRock Global Infrastructure Fund 4, and the second one is $20 million to the KKR Open-Ended Infrastructure Fund. So we're excited about moving some money into those asset classes or that asset class, but I'll reserve any further comments for next week and give you guys a break today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. Tom, the Executive Secretary's report.
Well, I'll try to keep mine as short as Rich's. We are actually going to close the U.S. Forest Service transaction, and it looks like we will be closing it within the next couple weeks. So we will be making arrangements to have the patents and deeds executed by the commissioners, and we are looking forward to closing this exciting chapter in agency history. In the history of the agency, I believe this will be the biggest transaction that we've done, at least in the last 20 years. So that's pretty substantial. The second thing is that things are escalating forward with the Lacuna Ray, and we may very well be bringing that transaction to the board for consideration in the near future or by the end of the year. We are still waiting for the appraisal, and we're waiting for a little bit more information from the tribe. But they have expressed a lot of interest in moving forward. So it's been an exciting year for the Northern Office, and I congratulate them on everything they've done. But that's going to be it for my report today as well, unless any of the commissioners have questions.
Tom, this is Doug. Just for fun, can you quickly tell us again what the Forest Service transaction involves?
The transaction with the Forest Service involves BCPL transferring roughly 4,000 acres to the Forest Service. Most of those lands are in holdings, in essence, lands that are surrounded by the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest. And so we had received those pockets of land from the federal government and land grants 100 and some years ago. And in return, the Forest Service is transferring to BCPL a little over 3,000 acres. So there's an acreage discrepancy, but it's a big valuation evenness because of the fact that much of the land that we're transferring to the Forest Service are wetlands, and the lands that the Forest Service is transferring to BCPL are actually productive forest lands. They are on the periphery of the National Forest, but adjacent or contiguous to lands that BCPL has. So when the dust settles, both parties will have better contiguous blocks of land that are easier to manage, less boundary line work, much easier to manage. And
okay, great.
From BCPL standpoint. Okay.
I was going to thank you. I sort of remembered it, but it was good to hear it again. It's a wonderful transaction. And we've been at it for what, 3 years? I can't remember.
Oh, I shudder to admit this, but it's been 8. So.
Ha-ha. Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure. Are there any other questions?
No, it's just good news, Tom. I think to the commissioners, we had this, our goal is to get this done by the end of the year. So it's nice when goals are met. So it's good news.
My goal was to have this done a long time ago, but you can't push a rope, unfortunately. So thank you for your patience. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Any other questions for Tom? All right, I'll just make my report very brief. We have our press conference on Thursday. Emma has been working with everyone's team, and we've gotten really good feedback from stakeholders that will be there. And so I'll just come back and share with the board at our next meeting, but we're moving along with everything. So that's all I've got. I want to keep my report brief. Is there anything for future agenda items folks would like to include at our upcoming board meeting?
Nothing for me.
No, I have nothing.
Okay. Well, seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Doug.
I second.
The moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, me.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Have a good afternoon.
Take care.